And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to this Wednesday session of the Business and Economic Zone. Well, where we found ourselves, as you just heard now from Valde and his session on the home run, in terms of just looking at that youth involvement in that global tourism aspect that was taking place. Apart from that, guys, apart from that, and just as I preempted in terms of just that small sort of like, you know, handover takeover session, was that information will be one of the main drivers for advancements of societies. It's not me making such a statement. It's a statement coming from a lot of tech pioneers, a lot of, thinkers, a lot of scholars, especially with regards to information on connectivity and the connectivity aspect. Why do I say this? Well, it's specifically based upon the notion that high-quality data is the fuel for innovations that you know about, and the ones that you are yet to discover. So, well, this is all born out of my discussion that I've had, the transport one on Monday night, the starting off with the connectivity component and looking at the future of connectivity in last night's discussion, and then taking a look at what makes connectivity actually tick, and that is access to information. Now, I'm not going to span into the access to information bill and all that kind of stuff that is here playing about in the Namibian realm. But what the Namibian realm is also placed within is the connectivity realm. The connectivity realm. Because there's no question that Namibians have information at the tips of their fingers. Those ones that have access to data services, access to a smartphone or a laptop or a computer. There's no doubt about that. Namibians have a worldly view, meaning they are clued up. They can engage in both local and regional and international discussions. But it's the question in terms of the information. What do you make with that? What do you do with that information? What do you do with that information? Now, it's key to note here, because that where is my transport report that I've been scrutinizing in our last two sessions, that also lends into this session, notes that there will be some changes in business models, especially those that are tech-based. Especially those that are tech-based. But essentially, they've noted that when you have to look at information, understanding emerging markets requires more than just getting a grip on a smartphone and smartphones adoption within an emerging market. Look, Namibia is an emerging market. And you just have to look at how many people, if you do a little exercise, for example, in your company or at your school or university campus class, whatever, you just do a little social experiment in terms of noticing or observing how many people in your class or in that specific close proximity to you have a smartphone. Because if they have a smartphone, they are accessible and have accessed various international smart services. For real. Now, the authors of this Where's My Transport report, indicated that they've learned that almost 50 cities that they've mapped across the greater world they've noted that information is the key point, but it's that information that is moving across connected infrastructure. Meaning, your phone is sending information somewhere, and your phone is receiving information from somewhere. What do I mean by that? If you understand the basics of networks, that one PC, especially if you have to understand the basics of the internet, your PC or your phone is talking to another computer. That is how the internet is set up. It needs to talk to another computer. So between two machines, information is constantly being shared, even though you're just the one trying to access a website, or you're trying to access a social media website, or you're trying to access your email website. So you are still, your PC or your computer is still sending, or your device is still sending information to another computer, and that computer is sending information back to your device. Now, they've noted in this specific aspect that any business looking to tap into a high-growth emerging market will find that their task is made much easier and more fruitful by learning up or by teaming up with specific technology partners in this realm. Now, I've deviated a little bit, or I've shifted a little bit away from that transport discussion that we ended off technically in last night's session as well. But we're now looking at the importance of the internet. The importance of it. Because right now, you can't think of operating without the presence of the internet. If you're going to have startup, or you're going to venture into a business startup, or you're just going to try and do something in terms of, you know, either having a side hustle is what a lot of people would like to say right now in Namibia. They're talking about side hustles, and I frown by saying a side hustle, because sometimes a side hustle to your main hustle.
Kukuruga na yowamba, kukuningsa ozere, nukusespika na mpito domgara mokagura mkisigemeke. Ramangako, uwera o HIV. Ayo, kukupoperan, tani kuiruga na maokoko. Tokoras gara, ninkawa kurugane ya wamba. Moktura mwe hundiro yeyo wamba zuma okoko, ndi mwagwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa numero zoe utantandatu zime, ntatu utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndi dingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Now coming back from our brief ad break right there, the most important thing, as I mentioned just before the break, was understanding how, you know, the terminology that is now used by some Namibians. I say some Namibians. I cannot say all Namibians or all young Namibians, because you even hear it between elderly people as well as also very young people, and then my age grouping of people, where they talk about side hustles. But sometimes a side hustle just becomes as much, or requires as much attention as the main hustle itself. And the main hustle sometimes is the 8-to-5 function. So there's a lot of precariousness that exists there. So in essence, you've got to make up your mind. You can only have one hustle, and it's got to be the one that's going to require all the energy and all the attention. But this has all been born out of the 4IR discussion that I had last week, because a lot of people have seen that there's opportunities that they want to jump on and capitalize on as much and as frequently as possible. So what do I mean by that? Well, out of 7 billion people on the planet, right? 4.6 billion of them are active internet users worldwide, accounting for about 60% of the global population. 60% are active internet users around the world. 60%, guys. That is a big number. That is a big number. Now, you also have to factor in that from that 60%, or from that 4.6 billion, is that 94% mobile broadband has the potential to connect about 94% of the global population today. Just last week, or the week before that, Google's own internet cable, which is the first internet cable by this company, landed here at the west coast of Africa. I think it also landed here in Namibia. Speaking on under correction on that component, but that cable landed on the African continent. That's Google's own undersea internet cable. Now, Google already has a stakehold, or a stake, in It's not the WAX. It's another one, the one that runs directly from the US into Africa as well, that connects into Africa as well. Google already has a stake with the likes of the other technology companies in another internet cable or undersea internet cable. So understanding that component, you now see why the continent is becoming a crucial economic sort of like frontier. Not just for the rest of the developing world, but also for the developed world. You now see it, the importance of that. Look, guys, look. If you're going to tell me, if you're going to ask me, Dwight, what crucial role does information play in business decision-making? Information in business decision-making, guys, is everything. It's not just crucial. It's everything. 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 That is what business decision-making is based upon. Sound, secure, to the point, updated information that constitutes business decision-making. It dictates this business decision-making. It orients business decision-making. It guides business decision-making. The latest up-to-date information. I mean, business decision-making has evolved in such a way that it mimics information on a military scale. What I mean by that? Well, the philosophy has always been, especially in the developed countries, that if you had to look at the role that information plays in a military sense, and I'm not even talking about the espionage and the espionage component of how information is sometimes obtained. It's the component of if you have clear communication infrastructure that allows information to travel unchallenged between various points in a supply chain, especially in a military sense, apply the same logic to a business function. Clear, direct information, updated, and always correct. If it sounds a bit ambiguous, then try to verify it in order to make sure that the information is solid. Does it not sound similar to like in a military sense where information is key? Information allows the decisions to be made. It's the same thing that you can apply in a sports scenario. I mean, if anyone has watched the movie with Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, known as Any Given Sunday, based upon the aspect of American sports, especially American football, where the quarterback, the decision maker on the team or on the field of play, has a microphone in his helmet. Yes, guys. He has a microphone in his helmet. He gets guided by the coaching staff telling him, listen, this is the play you've got to do because the defensive line of the opposition team is coordinating themselves in the following formation. So you've got to adapt and you've got to change your tactic, your attacking strategy. Right there. Now, it's the same aspect or the same component that can be applied in the sense of connectivity. Connectivity is crucial. Crucial. Up-to-date information at the tip of your fingers, allowing you to make a decision or to act on a decision. If you tell me about social media is just that extra carrying capacity by which information can reach a lot of people. Because you have to think of a social media platform as a massive notice board. Now, this next statistic, guys, will slightly sort of like shock you a bit, because it also, shocked me a little bit. It is that global smartphone ownership growth is primarily driven by the emerging markets. Markets like Namibia, Markets like the rest of Africa, South America, Southeast Asia, parts of Southeast Asia, and that includes India as well, wherein it has climbed from 3.9 billion people in 2017, that is smartphone ownership in 2017, 3.9 billion to an expected 6.1 billion in this year. 6.1 billion. That's a whole 2 billion more people that joined into the connectivity bracket. It's a lot. It's a lot if you had to look at the potential of what kind of business you can probably try and reach on such a connected level. It's immense. It is immense, but don't shy away from the notion that you've got to only think about a connectivity or technology-based business approach in order for you to capitalize on such connectedness. No. For all I know, guys, you can become a potato factory. You can become a potato factory. You just have to find a way of syncing this these components, these little datas that I've just mentioned, these, you know, cherry-picked data pieces that I've just mentioned, into how it captures or factors into your business decisions. If you know, okay, there's an expected 6.1 billion people in this world that are connected through a smartphone to an internet. Doesn't matter if it's all day long that they're connected or just partially or just one portion of the day, every day, the part where they can have access to internet. Doesn't matter. You know there's an opportunity where your potato factory can somehow get out there, establish itself, and service a customer somewhere, or establish a supply chain somewhere. You know that. You know that. Now, if we had to look at the African continent, guys, in Africa, 17% of the population on this continent can afford 1 gigabyte of data. 1 gigabyte can afford 17% can afford 1 gigabyte of data. If you had to look at Southern America or South America and the Caribbean, they stand at 37%. Now, even though our continent has more countries than the Caribbean and South America combined, the Caribbean and South America obviously enjoy close proximity to two countries like the United States and Canada, which are themselves powerhouses in this tech realm, especially of being in charge or possessing the means of production with regards to connectivity, the devices, the technology, and also having a way in determining what kind of, you know, pricing strategies can be sort of like communicated. Because you have to look at the Americas, not North, Central, and South America as separate entities, but you have to look at them as one sort of like territorial coverage. It's just that the equator runs, dissects the, you know, the land masses in a theoretical sense. Because based upon that, it is easy for infrastructure to flow from top to bottom. And I mean it in a literal sense. Infrastructure emanates from top to bottom to South America, from North to South America. It's pretty easy. I just gave you the example of, you know, a company itself, Google, carrying the cost for its own undersea internet cable that landed at the West African coast, which includes our coastline, just 2 weeks back. A company can afford that cost on its own. On its own. So, you obviously can see the growth for such a company and set the potential for such a company to do such a thing on its own. Usually, you would need stakeholders to buy into an infrastructure project, and then you all go like, okay, when do we start off with a scenario? And then, you know, the rollout plan begins. So, And there's another component also to look at here. From this report, I'm just going to shed a little bit of some light on this specific component. And this is the role of investors, especially investors. Because investors have been somewhat the not so publicly mentioned component of over the past 6 months. I'm talking about predominantly in the Namibia's sense, because for better part, we as a country have been marketing ourselves. And that's now obviously through the leadership of our presidency in terms of inviting investors to our country. Now, we've also got to look at the role of investors going ahead. The role of investors. Because what is the future of investment going to look like? Now, the magic song, the magic words, and that's now before the next ad break creeps up on me, just over the next 20 seconds. The magic words, as you and I know, has been that Africa is the next frontier. We're the next frontier for exploration. We're the next frontier for growth, business growth, whatever growth you can think of. We have the youngest up-and-coming population groups for, that's now across every country, for as the next or as the future labor, that we are still rich in resources. We are not resource depleted. But before I continue, let's first get into the short break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
The International University of Management, IUM, with the Umbo no number no wish we faguja. Umaingirorongo oturataya academic year 2023. Ukapatruka enderera pa ifi urikore paparoe mo education. Ukarolongi fikora ile ugufe o health and social science. Oshoma ifano information and communication technology. O strategic management and leadership. Na ataimonika no tourism. Osho hospitality and event management. Business administration ikuterera. Environmental studies and postgraduate studies. This at Shota de Monica. We're there, Otto Monica co website www.ium.edu.na. You'll tell the point below the IUM, the Kuripopepe, Movenduka, Monkurenguru, Mongwe Diva, no Mompae, Otta de Monica. We're there to hang a Congo de Avenduka 061 Ongodi, Ne Natonatu, Oma Vedia Hamano, in the commercial Kufetokoro Rimonjira. Toiko mbona kui wainerao pamwena IUM.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamwena te muyuni wa LelaPay. LelaPay onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notanga ndanwa no kutuwa mbepo ethimbo ojotu njoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko LelaPay. Otovuru okutura omatumwara kagwe mbepo, tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka Imba, nenge hoka ka LelaPay, nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumwara kagwe ginima gayoroka. Ngashi, omatumwara kagoru kozi, omatumwara kagoma hiyo, omatumwara kagoma harero ya mbeko gomabaro, nomatumwara kagoma rukehe, nguka wakara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumwara kagehe. LelaPay, oharongo ngini, konga oka epa ko LelaPay ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda kokanjato koe ki mariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhite. Shampawa mana okuturamo o mausemba goe, hohora kutya awahara okurungitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka pashangwa sen utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM imba lelapei nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukarandithi, tudengera nena kono rahe tatu ime mbari nora ndatu ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu. Nenge kono rahe tatu ime ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pe yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Now, getting back to the, you know, where we left off before our extended ad break was understanding that for investors, the African continent, especially the broader emerging markets, are the next frontiers for them to invest in, to place their bets on, to get involved in, to establish their business operations sometimes, and also buy into business operations on that platform. Well, not platform, sorry, on that aspect. Because the clear thing here is, if you had to look at the developed world, they are stuck with oversaturation, especially in their market senses, and also because they realize and that they know certain places and certain parts of their markets don't have natural resources. They don't have natural resources. And I'm going to lend in a discussion that I saw earlier today on, specifically on YouTube. It's from an Indian international news source where they spoke about these visits that the Russian president and his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, are embarking on. And you have to look at, you know, a division in this new world order scenario taking place. Now, we have to factor this in because this is happening in real time. This report is based upon something that was written in conjunction with Business Minds from developed countries taking a look at the emerging markets. So they're sitting outside looking at us, observing us. But the fracture and understanding in how the developed world is now under strain because of, well, energy needs does prove to be that there is some sort of disconnect taking place, because you as an African, you as a Namibian, you now realize, but hold on, the Europeans are now struggling and are now panicking about gas prices because they know Algeria cannot supply the whole Europe. That's not the Western Europe. Then they've also got internal sort of like divisions taking place with Hungary saying, listen, no, we're not going to agree to any sort of like rationing program for natural gas. We will go and approach Russia to negotiate our own supply. These are things that you now see happening as we here on the continent, especially in Namibia, we've taken the very good stance of just observing, because for a long time, and this comes even through from the sentiments of you, Eagle FM's callers, indicating that why do the natural products or the natural, what do they call it? The natural resources, why are they being processed in other countries? Why? It's a good question. It's a very good question. Now, that only means that the onus then falls on us to look at ways and seeing, well, we now have the data, we now have the internet coverage and connections, or connectability and connectivity. That means the onus falls now on us to reinvest in ourselves, or to reinvest in each other, to say, hey, listen, you know, let's try and establish one or other kind of business consortium. I gave you guys the one of the easiest ways of potentially establishing a business consortium is by getting involved in a cooperative. in a cooperative. I mean, information that is now for free. Well, technically for free, but not actually for free, because you still have to buy the smartphone, pay for the internet connection, and pay to be connected to the internet. So nonetheless, it's not free, but it's at least at an affordable rate. You now have information at the tip of your fingers to make an informed decision. To make an informed decision. To make it. I mean, look at this discussion that that Nvalde just had now, in the home run session, where he was talking about how the youth is now being sort of like, roped in to be part of looking at the future of tourism for tomorrow. In a sense, that is something that, you know, can be done through various means, not just at a very big function, which is a once-off function. You can do it through schools. You can do it through, a community process. You can do it through a university process. So it shouldn't just be a once-off. It should be something that is a continuous exercise, reinforcing the scenario. Reinforcing it. I mean, I constantly sit and think about the notion of, you know, if people were as dedicated at providing or finding business solutions in their communities or in Namibia in a broader sense, then they are just as they are committed to going to church every Sunday. I mean, it would solve a lot of things in our country, right? Right? It would solve a lot of things. It is, and you have to think about it before you can try and defend the position of religion in such a scenario. But I mean, if you as an individual, if you have time every Sunday to go to church, then you probably must also have time to find a solution to a problem. And remember my earlier discussion of creativity, that creativity is part and parcel of everyday life. Everyday life, everyone, it doesn't matter if you're 100 years old or if you're 1 year old, you have, I doubt the 1 year old can have creativity. Let me just stop there short, but still, anyone can display a sense of creativity. It might be the most brilliant idea, or it might just be the worst idea, but still it is creativity nonetheless. So, when you've got to look at where the continent is going to go from now. Where it's going to go from now. I mean, the one component that mobilizes the continent as a whole is that Africa Free Trade Agreement. It mobilizes the continent in one direction, even though political ideologies, political stability components in various countries across the continent is a little bit, dodgy. I'll say dodgy, but still, at least there is a common goal decided upon in one direction. There's a common goal. But we've got to identify our opportunities here locally as well. Locally as well. I'll give you another example of the potential that is available. Remember, I'll still stay on the cooperative aspect. Now, a cooperative, guys, allows the various partners, because a cooperative technically is, in a sense, a partnership. It allows the partners to establish a company. Said company or organization can enter into its own contracts and also hire its own employees. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say, there are 20 elderly people in a village and they all have goats. They all have their own small flocks or own small, you can't say herd of goats. It's a flock. Yeah. They've got their own little collections of goats, but they decide, you know, in order for them to have some form of security and as well as also having the opportunity of selling their agricultural produce to one or other economic entity. Doesn't matter if it's meat goat, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter what abattoir operator it is, but they would just like to stand together, buy materials and goods, and also sell products as a collective, which is a cooperative. Now, in that sense, they can hire a managing director or a CEO. They can, this entity or the chief of this entity can then establish a finance department and so on. And all these small scale agricultural operators can now say, listen, on a monthly basis, we want you to make goat's cheese. We want you to produce goat milk. We want you to produce goat meat or sell, you know, the old animals off for, to abattoirs. And you do XYZ on behalf of us. These are powers vested in you to do XYZ. Remember. You can go and research structures of how to do business. You can do that. You can deviate away from the traditional sense of how a business is done. Then ultimately, you can also lead some form of transformation in the Namibian business scene. But before that, we're quickly stepping into a small ad break.
Paratus Mobile LTE. Everything you want, whenever you want it. Start uploading, downloading, liking, and sharing all your experiences with the world. Starting from 100 Namibian dollars per month, including VAT for prepaid, or 345 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT for postpaid. Get online with high-speed internet the way you want it. Visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, that idea of a cooperative, guys, it helps to solidify operations. I mean, it is, well, it's not easy. Let me not lie. It's not easy, but it does provide some way of operating. It does. Because for far too long, guys, we've really got to take the bull or grab the bull at the horns, which is dangerous, but we've really got to do that in an economic sense. Now, the continent itself is rich in culture. Namibia is rich in culture. It is. It's a crucial component. It's a crucial component to everyday life. What the point is that I'm trying to make is that there's a uniqueness in the kind of products that can be developed, the kind of industry that can be developed, the kind of market that can be developed. It's crucial. It is crucial. I'm still waiting for the day when UNAM with its medical school will have its own university hospital. It won't send its graduates to the state facilities. No. It'll operate its own hospital. I'm still waiting for that day, because the moment you hear that a university has a medical department, that means you've got a university. Not a university. That means you've got a hospital where your students can go and practice at. That's what happens in South Africa. The South Africans have that template. So for us to operate as our own, you get into such directions. You obtain such facilities. I'm still waiting for the day where our our tertiary institutions get to mimic these partnership universities that they always sign up with. For any of you that don't know what I'm talking about, well, our universities have partnerships with German universities, Finnish universities, a whole host of other universities. But what those other universities have, which they allow, and this is one of the key components, and this is something that was based upon my discussion that I had with Kanjengo at the beginning of this year, wherein our universities are graduating thousands of graduates every year. And every year, we've been hearing about the youth unemployment component. You go onto Twitter, you see young people say, I'm sitting with an honors, but I've been unemployed for 5 years. Then, when the first notions of a brain drain took place in 2020, because it was reported in a handful of local newspapers, a brain drain, meaning skilled labor going out of the country because they can't find opportunities here. And I know, guys, sometimes you get thrown with the words, well, just go and start a company. With what do you need to, with what? With what? You've heard of youth, members of the youth that we've interviewed here on Eagle FM saying, you don't have an asset to your name. The banks want collateral. Any money lending agency in the country wants collateral. With what? So then it's a second scenario of making the business environment conducive. And if we're going to factor in the business rescue task force that the president established, those guys are just looking at business rescue. That's all they are looking at. That's all they are looking at. Allowing or making allowance for people whose businesses failed to be able to get back on their feet. So in a way, that's for people that already were in operation, that have the means, that know, that have tried and tested means of establishing a business, or not just the means, but the experience as well. Now I'm talking about a graduate who've been trying, who's been applying, who's been sending. Guys, if you've ever gone onto Twitter and you've seen how graduates say, I've sent CVs to 150 places over a 2-year period, do you know how sad you feel? Because you've also been in that spot. You've also been in that spot. I've also been in that spot. You've sent CVs until you turn various colors of the rainbow for, you know, in frustration. And it's one of the key things that one of the callers here of the Business and Economic Zone have always pointed out. Namibia is a country of consumption. So we already have a negative culture. We don't have a culture of production, producing, exporting, becoming an export leader, becoming a creation leader. That's why I have the creativity discussion on the brand conversation as well. Get creative. Get creative. Because let's understand this, guys. If we are going to be the market or the industries or the frontier for economic prosperity, whether it be Namibia, whether it be the whole continent, we've got to step up. We've got to step We really have to step up, guys. And that's as a country as a whole. It's not to say, yeah, it's policy, or yeah, it's, let's say, the executive of government, or the legislation, or the legislature of government. No. It's as a country. We have a culture of consumption. I am more prone to watching videos and TV series that come from another continent entirely than anything that is African. And I keep asking myself, why? Why? So meaning I'm also at fault. Don't worry, guys. I'm also at fault. I'm also part of that fault. Why? For example, guys, and this is stepping away from technology as the main driver or as the main accelerator. Let's look at the entertainment scenario or the entertainment industry in this country. We don't have music festivals every month because, in essence, we need to have music festivals if you have to mimic what happens in South Africa even. Just go to South Africa, use a template. So, in a sense, in order to empower the entertainment industry in our country, we split it up into two. You have the performing arts and you have sports. Now, right here on this program, we've had on Eagle FM, well, not just this program, but also extensively during Eagle FM, Eagle FM's programming, we've had sports experts. They've come in here and they said, Namibia could have established long ago a professional sports system. We could have paid for athletes, producing our own athletes. But if you guys have heard that, the nightmare stories that I've heard of how athletes are being treated, of how a sport, which is a product, is being treated. Because what do you need to make a sport professional? You need TV. And where does the means of production for TV lie? One is a state function, another one is private. Now, do you want to tell me in the 30 years of Namibia's independence that no one has come and said, listen, let's get sponsors on board. We, the custodians of the foot of the sport, I almost said football, but the custodians of the sport itself have the rights to sell the TV rights to any sponsor and broadcaster. Said broadcasters need to buy the rights. The horror story I've heard is that you've got to pay to broadcast your product. How does that work, guys? I'm giving you a real life example of things that I've heard from people who are in the know in the sports industry. How am I paying you to broadcast my sports event? You have a TV viewership. You have got an audience. You have the means of selling a product to an audience. That's what I've been taught in my media studies. The means by which a media company makes its money is because it has a viewership, audience, listenership, readership, you name it. And advertisers want to get on board to advertise their products. It's right there. Eenvoudig. No rocket science. There's none. You want to tell me there are not companies in this country that want to partner up when they know their brand can be seen on a TV screen? You want to tell me that? Now, I don't know how long it will take Namibia to be in the pro scene. Because people are even asking those questions of our rugby. Now, we all know, as an underlying point, we ask that question of our soccer. But do you know that we also ask those questions of our rugby? Of our rugby, even. Because people are saying, okay, but Namibia has now qualified for the 7th time in a row as Africa number 2 behind the Springboks world champions of South Africa. Namibia is qualified as number two, Africa number two, just 3 weeks back. How do they still not have a professional league? Now I ask you with tears streaming from my denim blue eyes, which I do not have because I don't have blue eyes. Why are we still not on a pro scene? Why are we still not on a pro scene? Guys, you have no reason, or not no reason, you have no idea how an entertainment industry can drastically transform a country's economy. It is through the entertainment industry where countries like the United States, the Western European countries, all brought out various technologies. There had technology investment taking place. And it's essentially, you can see it comes from a media program. A media program. So, I'm asking you guys, why is it so difficult? If everyone wants to make money, if everyone wants to see prosperity, the decisions that are so easy, they're just sitting there. It's sitting there, right there in front of us all. Why is no one bringing the five people, stakeholders together and saying, listen, because I mean, guys, seriously, Scotland have 12 million, no, has 6 million people and they have a professional rugby and a soccer league. Scotland, Wales has a professional rugby and a soccer league. How is this possible? Well, for some reason, it's making me all from the get-go emotional for some reason, because I also now realize how easy it is.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Jep.
Dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie frekseer nie?
Dit was net so effens seer, maar dis die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dis soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dis die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
And unfortunately guys, I can continue this discussion further, but just for you to know, and also for you to look at the broader picture and then just zoom in on one. If you had to take the entertainment industry itself and you had to split it up into those two components, like I mentioned, sport and the performing arts, then you've got to ask yourself the questions of why have we not moved, progressed, diversified further, grown an economy or grown an industry as a whole? Well, just now sharing those components, it gets you thinking on specific aspects, but still. This does bring us up to the end of today's program. Stay tuned for the Matriarch and Her program to follow straightly after I sign out. And also, you can see me on the Brand Conversation tomorrow, as well as also the Business and Economic Zone for the Thursday edition. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay warm, and let's see each other again on the next editions. On that note, this has been your Business and Economic Zone on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy to use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.